Where in the world is the orchestra? This is a young people's concert that I put together that has been very successful. I used to do this program with the Austin Symphony for many, many years. And it covers every of all the disciplines in school, history, science, everything that we can imagine, a timeline of where we are. And I've programmed like all this eclectic, wonderful, fun stuff, everything from Bizet's Le Toreador to Stravinsky's Infernal Dance to going to Russia with Tchaikovsky and some of the Nutcrackers, some of the little dance miniatures, and then coming back to the U.S. with Copeland and the Hoedown and the first movement of Beethoven's Fifth, back to Austria and Germany. Then John Williams, we're taking it out of this world into Star Wars. And then finally with Sousa's Hands Across the Sea, showing that we all come together for the love of music. So it's quite a fun 45-minute program, and that includes a tour of the orchestra, which will introduce each family of the sections, the strings, woodwinds, brass, percussion. And then each instrument, the violins, will play a short 30-second excerpt. Then we demonstrate the sound and the location in the orchestra where the viola sits, the cello, the bass, and on through all the instruments, including the percussion, to give the kids an opportunity to see where they sit in the orchestra and then also to hear their timbre and their color so that when they hear the performance, they'll know where to put their eyes, because if your eyes are in tune, your ears are better in tune in the performance, and we want to learn and experience the orchestra, which then is accompanied by a instrument petting zoo, which was very successful last year, where the kids can go into another room, and this is staffed where you can play a trumpet, you can play a bassoon, you can pluck a violin, play any instrument in the orchestra, and they're all set up in little stations, and these are manned by the wonderful music students from your university, and they did a fabulous job last year. And the kids, I mean, things we heard, comments we heard were things like parents would say, my son and daughter came home today and said they played a bassoon. And our first question was, what's a bassoon? So it kind of opens up a really beautiful conversation and some life-changing experiences right at the Carson Center.
Yeah, I was going to say the moment, the transformative moment, may be happening before your very eyes.
Exactly. Absolutely right. You can see it. You can feel it happening. Kids love these new experiences, to play a piccolo, to hold a piccolo, to play a slide trombone. You've seen it. You've heard it. But to actually have this experience can actually inspire someone to say, hey, I think I want to play in an orchestra. I want to be a musician, or I simply like it now, and I will listen differently to it. Next time they go to a movie, or next time they hear something, they'll notice that there's a symphony orchestra playing behind that picture or along with that picture. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of jumping around.
You know, Maestro, we used to have a listener. She's departed. Her name was Susan Meston, and she taught art in the public schools in Dawson Springs. And she said she brought public radio's classical music into her classroom, and her children were like, eh. And then they started asking for it. And then, surprise of all surprises, they started bringing CDs to her that they had actually chosen because they wanted to hear the music, you know, under their own control, not when it happened to come up on the radio. So you're planting those same seeds.
That's exactly right. And this is part of the outreach that the PSO is doing. And the education program is a big boost in how we are making the orchestra A, relevant to the community, and also how to enrich lives through great orchestral music in our community. And what it's going to take is many, many years of these programs, of this constant flow. So by this time these kids in third, fourth, fifth grade experience this on this level, they get to high school and the collegiate level, they'll have an opportunity to have their own choices to say, you know, I experienced this when I was younger, and maybe I would like to do this again now. And then there's a time for everything. They will then return to the symphony because they know it and they feel like they're friends with the symphony.
Maestro, I should think that you seem to have a lot of fun anyway, but it seems to me you might have extra fun in something like this concert coming up.
I absolutely do, because now that I have a 13-year-old little violin player in my life, our lovely daughter, we see the benefit of, whether she becomes a professional or not is not our concern. The fact is that she is experiencing this. She's in a great gang in school. We call it the orchestra. They're good kids. They all have a common goal, a common interest, and they are working towards something important. And she's learning everything through music. She's learning, I mean, she's actually growing up with the violin. It's teaching her maturity, how to problem solve, how to have some self-discipline on how to rehearse, how to figure out that one measure, that little motive, figuring out that note, and then ultimately how to fit into the section and how to fit into the orchestra and how to be a beautiful person in community and be a positive force and how to contribute to your society in an orchestra. Everything can be learned through this. I think everyone should experience this. Not for the love of music so much, but the fact that it builds great character and it builds wonderful people.
Maestro, thanks for speaking with me today.
My pleasure, Kate.